Hey, what's up, guys? This is the bonus episode of the MMA Talk Show, and this week we're speaking to two samurai guys who will be or may not be fighting on the card, but like we're speaking to Patrick Connors and Matthew Rusniak. Patrick Connors is fighting Frédéric Dubois on this card. Frédéric Dubois, highly touted prospect from Quebec, who has been off for 3 years now, coming off of his huge knockout loss to Johnny Baldridge at TKO. He's back. Everybody's super excited for this fight, and Pat Connors is a really good and game opponent for Frédéric Dubois. We're speaking a little more to him about this fight and everything else surrounding the preparation and stuff. So we're speaking to Pat Connors and then Matthew Rusniak, who as of now, which is Sunday, November 7th, that's where I'm recording this intro. He has not yet been booked for the Samurai card. If you heard 2 weeks ago, last week, I kind of ranted about the commission where they took every pro debuts of the card, and Matthew Rusniak was one of the guys faced to set to fight a pro debut on the card. He was set to fight Alan Gerard on the card, and as of now, I don't know yet if they were able to replace Alan Gerard in that fight. So Matthew Rusniak may or may not be fighting on that card. The matchup we're discussing is not happening, but my man Matthew was really kind enough to join me and speak to me. So for sure, even if the matchup's not happening anymore, I'm airing that interview because he's talking about his gym, 2-360 punch, and he's offering you guys like the knowledge on how to go to the gym and train with him, and how it's working to train with the guys at 360. So I feel like even though the matchup we're discussing is not happening anymore, there were lots of good discussion in that interview with Matthew. And since he was kind enough to give up some time and join me, I'll for sure air his interview. I'm not doing my buddy Matthew wrong here for sure, man. The guy was kind enough to join us. So, man, I'm airing it, even though it might be a little outdated as of now. So that's the bonus episode. Really quick intro, quick episode, only two interviews. They're kind of quick, but man, I needed to make some ways for the guys, man. They took their time to speak to me, so I'm taking some time to air it, even though it's a bonus episode. We've got so much interviews, so much fights coming up, man. It's super exciting period for Canadian MMA, and two of these guys will be in action. We're happy for it, and we're happy to speak to them. So have a nice episode, guys, and enjoy the podcast. We'll see each other next week with some more of these interviews again. Support for the MMA Talk Show is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, and they just launched their fourth-generation trimmer, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. That's 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code MMATALK at manscaped.com. Just imagine shaving with a sleek, well-designed, and optimized trimmer that makes shaving time your favorite time in the bathroom. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. We've all witnessed horror stories in the bathroom where blood, sweat, and tears were shed while trying to maintain decent enough grooming for your little homies down there. And as men, there's only one part of our body that we never want to see bleed, and that's our balls. It happened to me more than once, but not anymore, because with the help of Manscaped, I can now shave in peace and with the confidence that I will not shed blood while trying to keep my balls presentable. I can now be confident that whatever situations life puts me through, my balls will be well-groomed, in perfect shape, and ready to help me power through it all. Manscaped engineered the ultimate groin and body trimmer by focusing on intelligent functionality and an incredibly comfortable grooming experience. Their fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. I now feel confident shaving my boys. This upgrade trimmer also includes a multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim to additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. Did I even mention the wireless charging? His new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help your battery last longer. Man, if you've been shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face, yeah, you've been doing it wrong. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to judge you at all, but no person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth. It's time to get your own ball hair and body trimmer with Manscaped to make me time the best time and enhance your confidence with some nice mood boys. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code MMATALK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code MMATALK. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. What's up, everybody? We're back with Patrick Connors.
Hey.
What's up, my man?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to have you on today to discuss your next fight, man. You're going to be fighting in Quebec for Samurai MMA against Frédéric Dupré. I don't know if you know, but much anticipated fight. Fred Dupré is a guy that, man, we've been following around here for a while, and he's going to be back, and you're a good opponent. So everybody's excited about that. And I want to know how you were feeling about that stuff and shit. So that's why I wanted to have you on. So how's life, man?
Life's good. I'm excited for this one. I know exactly what I'm getting into. Fred's he's the guy in Montreal, right? He's been fighting on those amateur shows. This is my first time coming over to Quebec to fight. I fought in Ottawa before, but I'm going into enemy territory, as they say, and I have to spoil the party.
Yes, for sure, man. So you said you heard about Fred. What do you think? Have you ever seen a fight of him? What do you think about him?
You know, I recognized him from, I think we both fought on a Heroes Combat League card before. And so the name rang a bell, and I just looked him up, looked at his fights. Solid competitor. He's strong everywhere, like myself. And that's what gets me excited, is a good challenge.
Mm-hmm. For sure. How long do you expect this to last? Because, man, this guy has never went more than 51 seconds as a pro. So win or loss.
He comes out hot, right? But he might be rethinking that with his last fight. I haven't seen it. I know he got knocked out in the first round. So maybe he's going to try to play a more patient game. I don't know what he's going to do. And I don't suppose I know just by watching his fights. All I know is what I do. And what I do is I go out and I perform. I see the man standing in front of me and I react accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Sure, man. You might be right about that one, because it was a really, really bad knockout, to be honest. Yeah. Like, he just didn't get, like, touched a little. He got super knocked out in that fight. I was scared, to be honest. It took, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes to really come back and stand up. At a point, I was like, man, like, would you please wake up, please?
Yeah,
I don't like that shit right now.
Yeah, you want to see both guys okay at the end of the fight always, right? It's a beautiful sport, but it's savage. It's not just a game. It's not like another sport. It's a fight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be a guy that wants to bounce back too. Let's speak about it a little. I know it's probably not really fun to talk about that, but you're kind of on a little skid right now. You had some tough matchups that you didn't win recently. So I know it must not be pleasing to look at your record with all the potential that you have and see a 500 record right now. So how about that, man?
You know, I take fights very seriously, so it hurts to lose. It's not like I'm saying, oh well, I'll give it my best shot. No, I take this very seriously. I'm thinking about my preparation, but I'm also testing myself every time I go out there. I want to be challenged. I want those hard fights because I want to move up levels. And you know what, the stardom, that's nice, and the win streaks, those are nice. But I'm trying to up my game. I'm trying to be the best at this that I can be. And so those tough fights, they didn't go my way. But you know what? I'm learning and I'm getting better. And that's what matters to me the most.
No, for sure. And like, there's a a common thread too in those fights that basically you lost by submission. So that mm-hmm. gives you kind of a clue on what to really improve in your game, because like yeah. you had your moments in these fights too at some point, especially your last one. I feel like it was a good day. It was a good contest, to be honest. It was a tough matchup, really, really good opponent.
Yeah,
man, it went super far to him in fifth mm-hmm. round and stuff.
Yeah, it was like 24 minutes. It's the longest I've ever fought. Great experience. And my record's 3-3 in pro MMA, and I've had 13 amateur fights now. So I have the experience, and I've seen a lot of looks, and I'm like young in this game, but I'm pretty experienced. I know where my strengths lie and where my weaknesses are, and I just keep improving. That's all I can do. With Fred, you know, coming off a knockout loss, being a very good grappler like he is, a lot of submission wins. You know, it seems like he would want to take me down, but maybe he has a point to prove. You know, you never know. You go out and you fight with your game plan, and that's what I'll be doing. I love doing this.
Yeah, for sure, man. And do you feel
that's why I keep returning after a 3-fight loss? I'm still here.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. It's important to keep on going and stuff. What I wanted to know, do you feel like your length is a good advantage for you in that fight, especially like you say, guy really aggressive grappler, maybe coming back from a knockout has something to prove. You're a real tall guy for the division, good length. You're good at using that length too. Do you feel that can be one of your main advantages in that fight?
Absolutely. My striking is dangerous. I just haven't had a fight where I've gotten longer than 30 seconds in the fight before someone's trying to take me down. So if he wants to strike, what, I'm down. But most likely he's going to shoot, like most likely, you know? And so that's, I have to prepare myself from that. And I keep working on sharpening all my tools.
Yeah, no, for sure. And let's say he shoots you and you're able to defend, all that's going to be pretty satisfying too. After, like you said, that skid and stuff, to just come out and be dominant with your grappling, and that can lead you to maybe more striking or more opportunities from
there. Absolutely. Yeah, it's with these last few fights. Well, I'm sure a lot of fighters have this feeling where they work on their skills, and they have this ever-growing skill set. And sometimes you don't get to show it. So I just want to be able to perform what I'm crafting, right? I'm creating this art, this dance, and I just want to be able to show it. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity. I'm glad that Fred and I get to do this. I have no ill will towards Fred, but I want to show what I've got.
Yeah, for sure, man. And let's talk about the training a little bit. Where do you train at? Who are your main partners, and how's it going? Because I know it's tough out here, Quebec, Ontario. They don't really want us to train. It's getting better, but I want to know how's it going.
Yeah, this past 2 years, you're right. It's been tough, and there's been a lot of uncertainty with where we can train, what we can do. I took a turn on this last fight. When I decided to take this fight, I wanted to change my training up, and I wanted to take a different direction, feel something out. So I contacted my first amateur MMA opponent, Fred Stonehouse. And I have a lot of respect for Fred as a competitor, as a martial artist, and how he carries himself outside of the cage. I just have a lot of respect for that guy. And so I reached out to him and asked him if he could head my training camp or be one of my main coaches for this. And the response I got just, it was so heartwarming because he's an authentic guy, and the response just, it meant a lot because he was all about it. And he said, come on to Ottawa. So I did. I moved over to Ottawa and I'm working with Fred. I'm moving around with some different guys in this area. I want to be close to Montreal. I'm going to fight here a few times, and I'm just laying some new roots, and let's see where it goes, you know. With this one, I'm excited because I feel like there's no distractions, nothing. I'm in it for this, you know, so I'm ready to go.
Oh, and shout out to Fred Stonehouse, man. Great guy, and really, really, really tough grapplers in that gym too, huh?
Oh yeah, tough everything. They're complete martial artists. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really coming from a good camp and stuff. So I'm glad you found him back, man. That's gonna be a good add to your game, I feel.
Yeah, it's like Rocky and Apollo.
Exactly, man. So man, before I let you go, I'm really happy that we had the chance to speak a little bit about your fight. But before I let you go, man, I'm gonna leave you with the final word, man. Anything you want to say,
well, yeah.
People you want to shout out and stuff, I'll leave you with the final word here, my man.
Yeah, okay. For anyone looking forward to watching me and Fred fight, you will not be disappointed. I've seen Fred come out. He comes out like a madman. And you know what? Game recognized game, you know? And me and Fred, we're going to go in there. It's going to be a war. You're going to want to check it out. So thank you.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm super excited for that fight, man. Frédéric Dubois, Patrick Connors is going to be great. Don't miss that shit. Don't miss any fights on that card, but don't miss that one. It's going to probably be the last one before the title fights too. So if you're not in your seat for that fight, you fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, my
Thank
man.
You. It Patrick, was a pleasure.
Patrick Connors, everybody. We're going to see each other on the 19th. And after that, anytime, if you got something on your mind, anything you want to say, just hit me up. Always got a spot for you on the podcast, my man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Connors, everybody. Thank you, man. What's up, everybody? We're back with another guest in action, November 19, Samurai, the great comeback. It's been a while. Matthew Rusniak, what's up, man?
Merci, Faber. It's good. It's good, man. I'm good. Training hard. I can't wait, man. I'm fucking excited.
Yeah, for sure, man. What's up with you, man? It's been a while. I know you've been training a lot, doing some grappling for Fight Quest before the pandemic, but it's been a while since we've seen you in MMA cage, man. What's up with you?
Yeah, man. After I got signed to TKO, I had an injury right after. It's always like that. Whenever you're training for the biggest fight of your life, you end up getting an injury. And I had a concussion, and I took some time off. And then I opened the gym. I opened TriStar West Island. I opened 360 Punch. So life kind of took over a little bit. But man, I missed the fighting too much, bro. I missed it all too much. So I always kept training. I always kept training even when I was off, even when I was recovering. And I won the Fight Quest Grappling Championship in middleweight just because I was always doing jiu-jitsu, especially because it didn't involve any striking. I was doing a lot of grappling on my off time. And then about a year and a half ago, I was like, you know what? Everything's going good with the gym. We're just starting up TriStar West Island with my partner, Xavier Alawi. And I was like, you know what? If it's going to be any time, it's going to be now. You know, I'm 29 years old, and that's it. It's now or never.
For sure. What made you want to come back? Is it Samurai when they came through with a promotion in Quebec? Or you always add the thought to do a fight wherever it would be?
I always had the thought. So I have a couple of contacts, and when Jeremy Rubin was looking for fights for me in the States, if I didn't fight for Samurai, I was going to go fight for CFFC. A couple of the guys that they gave me the names already went on Contender Series. So I was, it was either going to be one or the other. It's more along the lines of I wanted to fight in Samurai, just so happened to open their doors, and Daniel Lafon ended up putting it in all together, and it's looking good, man.
Ah, for sure, man. I'm excited, man. You just can't imagine how excited I am, because, like, yeah. You were there. You saw all the all the things that we had to go through to have this event, and now just to have the date, the arena, the tickets on sale, people are buying tickets, and it's looking good. If you're looking at the news and all that shit, it's not looking like they're gonna shut us back down once again. So fuck, man, it's gonna happen for real this time, and it's just so exciting to finally get
the show back on, and it's really, really good. It's man, I had people from my gym go to, they went online to try to buy tickets, and when they're trying to go on the Olympia Theater website, there's like barely any tickets left. Like, it's almost a sold out show too, so it's looking good, man. It's gonna be a really fun return to pro MMA in the province. I'm looking forward to it.
Daniel has been telling me that he's having some problems with the tickets, but like good problems, like not being sure he's going to be able to give more tickets to fighters that won, because they're selling out so quick. And
I fucking love it. I love it.
Crazy. It's going to be great too. I just watched the boxing card there. Just to have a look at the place, how it's set up, and I think it's going to work out pretty well, because I remember the Olympia from... I went there once when I was super young. I went to a Rise Against show at the Olympia. Okay. But I was super young, so I don't quite remember how it's set up and all. But by looking at the boxing card, it seems to run pretty smooth, really, to be honest.
I think it's going to run smoothly.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. So
I was only...
Yeah, so you're going to be fighting Alan Giraud. What do you know about this guy?
I don't know much, man. I saw some video. He's a guy who swings, you know, tough guys. What can you say about guys from Quebec? You know, it's they're most of the time they're the same. It's wild guys. You got to watch out for the right hand. I went on his profile. I saw that he trains, he likes to strike, so he's probably going to want to strike. He fought a guy that I know, Zachary Powell. I just saw a couple of fights. You know, it's at the end of the day, I'm not changing my game plan. I'm not changing my fighting style at all for Alan Giraud. I saw a video on him. The guy's good, man. You know, if you're an amateur champion, you're an amateur champion. He was the NFL champion at welterweight, I think. And man, you can't be shit if you have a title. It is what it is. You know, you have to fucking beat some people to get that title. So I'm going to treat him like any other opponent. I'm going to, you got to respect the guy's skills, but no, man, this is my time, bro. I've been in this for way too long.
Yeah, man. See, you've been there for a while for sure. 2016, your last fight, the guy, I don't know if he even had an amateur fight back then.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Dude, my first fight was in a fucking Fight Quest in Laval. It was a fucking illegal. It was illegal for me to be in there. Dude, I've been doing this for too long. Alan Giraud's got a big set of balls on him, and he's very talented, and it's good. But no, man. No, this ain't it.
Yeah, for sure, because I think it may be the fight that he won the belt in Quebec City. He fought a guy that I used to train with, a guy that came from Plattsburgh to train with us because our jiu-jitsu gym was a little better than the one he had in Plattsburgh. So he was coming to do his jiu-jitsu with us. And to be honest, that guy, he was good, man. Like big purple belt from the USA, kind of wrestling style. He didn't even wrestle in school, but I don't know, man. Americans, they're just wrestlers somehow. Yeah. So and he was good, and he fought Alan. I think it was for the belt. I don't know, but it was like a recent amateur fight. And to be honest, I was quite surprised by the improvements he had made, because I've seen Alan in his earlier amateur fights kind of get dominated on the ground, and he was really able to work better in that way. But in another sense, like, man, I hope he's ready for your ground game, because it's kind of a whole another thing, man. I believe.
Well, yeah, and it's no fucking secret. Like, if I see the takedown, I'm gonna take it. Like for sure, you know. I'm a brown belt, and I'm a grappling champion in Fight Quest. So it's like, I won the grappling belt in 30 seconds with a guillotine. So it's like, if I see something, I'm gonna take it. You know, for sure. But There's some guys that you game plan for and some not. The last guy that I fought in 2016 was Michael Tremblay. This guy was one of the most decorated, is one of the most decorated jiu-jitsu practitioners to ever be born from Canada. This guy with Abu Dhabi, he's a beast. A guy like this, you got to really game plan for it, because he has a very specific skill set. With Gerard, it's a little bit different because you could tell Gerard does have a game plan, but he'll let the fight get the better of him. Like, he looks like a guy who really just likes to fight, you know. So that being said, it's not hard to game plan for a guy like this, but I feel a lot of the time, just let the fight happen. Just go out there, see whose skill set is better, and if that's what it is, then I'm very confident I'm gonna win.
Yeah, for sure. Because like you've been saying, he definitely likes to fight, and he likes to do a little of everything too. He's not like, he likes to strike, but he's gonna go for things here and there. And when you got guys like that, it's true that it's tougher to game plan for. But in another way, since the guy is kind of willing to do everything, it may be easier to push the fight towards the way you want it to be fought, contrary to a guy who, like, a guy that's uniquely a striker, he's not going to want to grapple with you at all. He's not going to be willing to even engage in the grappling sphere, and you have to find a way to put your hands on him. But for a guy that's more willing to do a little of everything, I guess it's like you said, it may be just a little tougher to the game plan and just let the fight happen, like you said. But
that's it.
Talk about your gym, man, because I see you guys have been doing really well, and I'm really happy for you and Xavier. It's good stuff and on the West Island. So talk to us about the gym. Tell the people that don't know, like, what it is, where it's at, how can they reach out and come train with, man, some of the better mixed martial artists in the province.
I appreciate that, man. 360 Punch, your whole life, we always hear about this. MMA fighters, we're like, all of our friends and family will come. They say, hey, we want to train MMA. Like, I love what you do, but I don't want to get punched in the face. Or I want to learn how to box, or I want to learn how to do Muay Thai, but I don't want to get hurt. So what me and Xavier did is that we opened a gym called 360 Punch, and it's, you train like fighters. So it's very hard strength and conditioning. We do a lot of emphasis in terms of our cardio on boxing. So you learn how to box. We do a lot of fitness and conditioning, but you don't need to know how to fight. And all the boxing technique, it's very basic. It's some, on your first lesson, everybody learns how to box. Everybody knows how to learn all the six punches, your straight punches, your hooks, your uppercuts. Everybody learns that on the first day. In class, we have CFL players in class next to housewives. You know, it's an intense class, and we have a super, super good team. We have super high level strength and conditioning coaches. We have Chris Pommier, who is the head strength and conditioning coach. This guy was the coach for UFC fighters, CFL players, NHL players. It's a very high level team.
Yeah, for sure. And I see you guys been doing good too with everything. So it's really cool, man, to see people have success in gyms right now, because fuck, man, they just don't really want us to train, and to see people pulling through and still having success, it's really cool. It's really cool. And you guys deserve it. Like I've been saying, you're a super good mixed martial artist. Xavier is probably, man, like top 2-3 in the country. I know, yeah, he's not fighting right here, but man, fuck, Xavier Alaoui, 2 wins and he's in the UFC, I hope, because the guy's really good, and he's been good and he's been there for years. So
yeah, this guy's been on the UFC's roster for a while. Actually, he was like, if it wasn't for his last fight, he would have won. He would have been in the UFC. They would have just given him the call. But yeah, it is what it is, bro. I'm very lucky to have a partner like that, and that's a lot of good things to come.
Yep. Who are your other training partners? Like, guys, you go with the most often.
Today, I'll give you an example. For sparring today, I went with Mandel Nalo. If you don't know who he is, you'll find out. You'll definitely find out about that guy. I went with Rory McDonald. You might have heard about him, the Red King. He had a couple of famous fights, yeah. And I went with a lot of the good amateurs that we have at TriStar. A lot of these upcoming amateurs, Charbel, Tyler Freeman, a lot of these guys that are really, really good, that are just starting to get their experience under them. And you're going to hear big things about these guys in a few years.
Tyler is indeed like already the MFL champ or something like that.
I think he actually even vacated. I think he made the jump to pro, or like he signed a contract here or there. I think he just made the jump to pro. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because he's really good. I saw him. I did some grappling matches here and there at MFL, and I had the chance to see him fight, and I was really impressed by what I saw, man. Him and yeah. and Tommy Morrison too, man. This little
Tommy's
guy,
a beast, bro.
Oh man, that's the other. Like, to be honest, the excluding the main events, the fight I'm really looking forward to. Maxime Poulin, Guillaume Forcier, because they're both grapplers and they're going to grapple. And I do jiu-jitsu. That's what I want to see, some fucking people submit each other and grapple and roll. So I'm really looking forward to that fight. I'm looking forward to your return a lot, too, because it's been a while, man, and I really like it. You're a grappler, so for sure I like your style. And I'm really, really looking forward to Tommy's debut. Like, really looking for that. I feel like it's been years, and man, shit, I'm speaking to his dad here and there too, and everybody's that knows Tommy is hyping him up to me, and fuck, man, I can't wait.
He's been professional level for quite some time, and man, he's gonna make a lot of waves in the sport. You could tell when he comes in the gym, especially for his weight. In terms of strength and conditioning, the kid's one of the strongest kids, one of the most powerful kids. He will go just shoulder to shoulder with guys that are 20 pounds heavier than him, lean muscle, not fat guys out there, like lean, muscular guys. He's got a lot of strength, a lot of power, and a lot of speed. It's a tough fight. Tommy's a tough fight.
Oh man, I'm so hyped for that event, man. I can't believe just talking about it, I'm getting super hyped, and I just want to be there, man. Can it just be tomorrow, please?
I know, man. I know, and it's crazy because I'm at TriStar. We see a lot of the guys. Like, you asked me who I was training with before. Like, it's funny because even the training session before, I was sparring with Mick Zufar, and I was sparring with just like a whole bunch of the guys on the card, and it's like, it's cool, you know. We get to see everybody in the gym, and I'm like, fuck, man, like. This feels like almost like the golden era of Quebec MMA around like 2008, 2009, 2010, where like you'd walk on the mats and half the mat was in the UFC, you know, like honestly, mostly pre-COVID too, because even before COVID it was the same thing. And it's nice. It's nice to see that again.
Yeah, for sure, man. And like people are so good. Like you say, like you've got Mick Dufort, Alex Morgan. They're good, but we know, yeah, they've got the record. Yeah. They got like the street cred. They're close to the UFC. But man, you've got guys like Frédéric Dubras that most people don't remember. And he's absolutely amazing. You got guys like Tommy that nobody has seen, that it's pretty good too. You got guys like you that people don't really remember too. There's newer fans that are just tuning in now and they're like, oh, this guy fought, but I don't really know. And man, they're going to be up to something, man, on November 19th for sure.
Yeah, they're going to get a treat. It's going to be some crazy shit, dude. Yeah, fucking 100%, dude. Man, it's the fun thing about this, like, I've never been in a boring fight in my life. You can look at my record and you can see that. I don't think any of the other people on the card have, like, even through the amateurs I was just looking at the whole card. I'm like, dude, I think this card probably has the least amount of decision fighters out of any card in Quebec, like recent history that I remember. For sure. Yeah,
for sure, man, for sure. And like, you know that, like you said, crazy shit's gonna happen, like all over the card. But
100%, you can feel it.
For sure, man. I just can't wait. The other guy, man, fuck, Yanis Azar, man.
Yeah, man. That guy, even Yanis is coming back.
That guy, man. I think it's been almost as long as Tommy since he's due to turn pro, man. So
yeah, guys. And Yanis is—he's looking strong. He's looking fucking powerful. I was on Saturday. We actually did a round together at TriStar. For us, was doing a Shark Tank. So we had three guys in the middle, and we had probably like 20 guys on the mat. And there's three guys in the middle, and everybody rotates on them. So if you're on the mat, you're staying in for around 12 minutes nonstop. Every minute is a new guy. And when I was in the middle, when I was doing one of my rounds, I got Yanis on one of my rounds. And we're a few weight classes away. He's 145, I'm 175. This guy fucking hits hard, bro. This guy, he's a beast, bro. You gotta watch out for his fight. He's a fucking beast.
Oh, man. Fuck, I can't wait. So before I let you go, I leave you with the final word, man. Anything you want to say, people you want to shout out, anything, that the floor is yours, my man. I let you.
Man, shout out to TriStar Gym. Shout out to Faraz Zahabi, Emin Zahabi, Mandel, Xavier, all the crew from TriStar. Shout out to 360 Punch, Chris Pommier, Pete, Java, James, everybody. That's it. If anybody wants to come train with me, come train with me at 360 Punch. Come try a week for free on me.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm going to tag the gym and I'll post like on Facebook and on the YouTube and stuff. So people, they're going to be able to just click on the link and directly like hit you up either on Facebook or Instagram. I'm going to make sure people get the chance to hit you up really easily, man, because like you said, it's a really cool concept to just be there trained. Not because it's true, people like us, we're crazy, we don't care like getting it and stuff, but some people don't really like it, and it's really cool to be able to train martial arts a different way with you guys that are super super competent and to teach all people about that stuff. So thanks a lot, my man. I hope we get to do this again. Maybe after the fight, if everything went according to plan, I have a little celebration on the podcast. Anything like anytime you have something on your mind, something you want to say, you can always hit me up. I got a spot for you.
I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. We're gonna have the conversation after that fight. That's for sure.
Yeah, let's do it, my man. Thanks a lot.
Ciao, bro.